Hello everyone, welcome back to the second episode of Gold to Go. I am Damian Carroll and I'm here with a special guest, someone that I consider a brother, a very long time friend, Steven Caltabiano.
What's up guys? Today we're going to be talking Eagles-Dallas game. Obviously it was a complete disaster, but just to start out with some of the main details, that interception by Wentz in the beginning is what really set the tone for the Cowboys the rest of the game. We'll just get into it from there.
100%. We started off weak, we got the ball, we went 3 and out, we punted them the ball, we got it back, we throw an interception, it's in the red zone for them, and luckily we just have good red zone defense, or good enough to hold them to a field goal, which is the best case scenario at that point, but still, it was just a terrible mistake by Wentz. It is not a pass he should have thrown. He was looking left, looked right, already knew where he was going, as if he already predetermined that was his route and that's where he was going no matter what, because clearly he didn't see the 6'4" Leighton Van Der Esch just being a hawk in the middle of the field.
He's been killing it this year too for the Cowboys. Like, it's sad to say, because obviously you don't want to see anybody on the Cowboys do good, but he has been a really good addition. You know, the Eagles got the first hand of it, you know, part of it is the coaching.
He's in contention for Defensive Rookie of the Year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But there was one silver lining in the first quarter when their all-star right guard, Zach Martin, got injured. Obviously, I never wish injury on a player, but he's one of their best offensive linemen. And if he goes down, that's our time to strike. And unfortunately, we could not. And speaking of O-linemen, Lane Johnson, our right tackle, was ruled out. It was a game decision. And that is very unfortunate, because Eagles tend to struggle when he is not on the field.
Very true. And it's not even just all of that. It's mainly the fact that our defense couldn't come up with a stop. So, like, yeah, you could blame it on the fact that our whole defense, you could say our whole defense is injured, when Malcolm Jenkins is the only starter in the secondary. And on top of all of that, it's like the defensive schemes Jim Schwartz are setting up. Like, you just question every single time when he's in coverage. You don't understand it. And then, you know, you even saw back when they were playing the Vikings. It was like a 3rd and 15. We couldn't come up with a stop.
Our third and long defense this year has been atrocious. And I know a lot of people hear us talking about the Eagles injuries. And if you're an Eagles fan, I'm sure you know. But for anyone out there that doesn't know, I want to reiterate all of our key injuries this year. Up to this point, Darren Sproles, Jalen Mills, Sidney Jones, Lane Johnson, Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett, Jay Ajayi, Rodney McLeod, Mike Wallace, and Matt Collins.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot of injured players. And I know people are saying we overcame it last year, but this isn't last year, clearly, because we're not playing nearly the same as we were last year.
Yeah, I mean, moving on with the game, though, you see that Carson Wentz threw for 360 yards.
It was a fantastic game.
He's doing well. I think a crucial thing is we just can't execute when it matters most. Last year, we'd go for it on fourth down, and we'd get it. And that's what would win us all those games. We had a lot of crucial games last year, too. That's what won us those crucial games last year, was just actually, you know, we went for it on fourth down a couple times last game, where if we got it, it would have helped us out a lot. And then we can't get it this year. That's something that we did last year when we were actually winning ball games.
Speaking of the third down efficiency and fourth down efficiency, accordingly, last night's game, the Cowboys were 8 of 16 on third down. For any of you that don't know, that's 50%. That's a lot of them. We were 4 of 10. Third down conversions were something that we excelled in last year, as Steve was referring to earlier. We were dominant. We could not be stopped on third down, and if we were, like he said, we would go for it on fourth down and we would get it. On fourth down last night, the Cowboys were 1 for 1. Perfect. We were 0 for 2.
Keep in mind they had that fake punt too.
Yeah.
That was like a real shot in the throat right there.
That was their fourth down conversion right there. Oh, boy. And penalties. You would think, oh, if we're losing at home, we're probably committing atrocious penalties to lose the game and put ourselves in terrible situations. Nope. The Eagles did not commit a single penalty the whole entire game. yeah, just process that. The Eagles didn't commit a single penalty the whole entire game, and we lost to the Cowboys at home. They committed, however, 5 penalties for 37 yards and still managed to win.
It's just like, I really think about, like, I mean, me, myself, being an Eagles fan and all the other Eagles fans right now, just wondering, you know, like, how did this happen when this was, like, our one shot to, like, get back in it and our hopes were high. We got Golden Tate. Everybody was freaking out about the Eagles because this was going to be the week where we really showed the NFC and, frankly, everybody, like the entire NFL, that we were going to be a team, like a playoff contender again by just beating the Cowboys. And everybody thought it was going to happen. And the outcome of the game obviously didn't say so.
Yeah. And it was questionable from the second quarter, honestly. There was very weird play calling on the offensive and, honestly, defensive side. But starting with the offense, there was a situation in the second quarter where we were at a 3rd-and-1 situation and we ran spread offense. Very odd. I know what you're saying. Spread offense is usually for passing and we're trying to go for it on 3rd-and-1. We just don't have the weapons for that. We don't get it. We go for a halfback dive on 4th-and-1. And I already told you we were 0-for-2 on 4th down. So we obviously didn't get it.
Yeah. And then, no. There was that challenge by Doug Peterson. That was with 5:66 in the second left. For 1 yard. I mean, he got it, but what difference does it make? You know what I mean? I was just thinking, let's just get this game rolling.
Dude, when I was watching that, I was like, what on earth are you thinking? What is the point of wasting one of your 2 challenges that you get in a game on 1 yard? Granted, like you said, it did end up working out. We held them to a field goal, but it's just questionable decisions like that make me think, like, Doug Peterson, what are you thinking, dude? Like, what's going on? We held them pretty low in score in the first half. We had 3 sacks by halftime. It was great, but right before the second half.
My opinion about a lot of it is, like, last year we had, obviously, chemistry, Doug Peterson and Frank Reich. And you got to think about how much of an impact that had when he left.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe Doug Peterson just can't be the offensive play caller. We were so much better when Frank Reich was in there. But the defense right before halftime, it was terrible. We sacked Dak Prescott on 1st down. Lost 13 yards. It was 2nd and 23. We call a timeout because we're getting greedy. We think we're going to get the ball back. And they get a couple yards on 3rd down. It's 3rd and 15. We're thinking, great, we're about to get the ball back, man. This is looking amazing. And we let up that 3rd and 15 to
a crucial
screen play, man. I was like, are you kidding me? Sets them up. They get a touchdown. Halftime. After halftime,
we just mention the Zeke hurdle?
Oh my god, I don't even want to talk about that. I don't even want to talk about that. That was embarrassing.
After that, I was just like, wow, this is just a completely different football team than what we had last year.
Yeah.
After that hurdle, I was just like, wow. Like, even think about the very last game of last season when we played the Cowboys at home. They won like 6-0 because we played like 3rd-string people.
Yeah, but when we played
Zeke
them in Dallas.
Zeke didn't even do good that game.
That's true. That's
Zeke
very
did,
true.
I think he rushed for like just barely 100 yards or something that game. First, you know, that was...
We so didn't let him get to 100 because we never let him 100.
People are blaming this on, like, oh, this is because our entire secondary is injured. But, you know, then you think back to last season when Zeke couldn't rush anything and they just put up 6.
100%. But if you thought the first half was bad, disaster strikes in the second half. As I mentioned, all those key injuries earlier, there was a new addition in the third quarter, Ronald Darby, our first-string cornerback. Tore his ACL, and he is out for the season.
That's crazy.
It's very unfortunate. The second half was odd, though, offensively. This is where Carson Wentz got a majority of his 360 yards. We had a 10-play, 68-yard drive that was capped off by an Ertz touchdown to start. But then our defense just let us down. The Cowboys responded with a 9-play, 75-yard drive, Zeke receiving his touchdown. Then we come out, get a 7-play, 74-yard drive. We had that 51-yard bomb to Aguilar. That was great. Insane. Speaking of which, Aguilar had 5 receptions for 83 yards. So, I mean, if you take out that big bomb, he really wasn't doing much the whole game. But, hey, that's besides the point.
I have a WinView account. And if you have the WinView app, you can actually predict. It gives you scenarios. And then you can predict what will happen in that specific scenario. So, one of the scenarios that I chose, I bet, for the Eagles was that they would have a play that would exceed to at least 18 yards or more.
Yeah.
And then Nelson Aguilar, obviously, you know, he had that.
Oh, so that really worked out in your favor. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. It was great. But it's like, I'm just looking at it in its entirety. Before that catch and after that catch, he wasn't really doing much. But it's okay. It set us up for a touchdown, and then the Cowboys come back, 8 plays, 75 yards. It's just like, we're going back and forth, and they already had the lead. Then the fourth quarter comes.
Just slow drives all around. The Eagles would make something exciting, but like, as you see, Dak Prescott didn't even have a better game than Carson Wentz.
Exactly.
And it's just like, it's ridiculous to think that we couldn't pull through.
Yeah. Letting up 270 yards to Dak Prescott is an insult. He threw for 72% on our defense. Keep in mind, Dak Prescott has only thrown for 250 yards or more in the entire season twice.
And
then he adds this one.
To even discredit him even more, the majority of their big plays came from like little slant routes right as the play started.
No, I understand. I feel
and
you.
And even just screen plays to wide receivers or even Zeke.
But that's not the worst part about it. The worst part about it is our supposedly second-ranked run defense lets up almost nine yards per carry, dude. 8 yards. 8 yards. That's insane. 8 yards per carry. 19 for 151. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Everything just seemed to fall apart last night.
Zeke was feasting. 25 touches.
You can't
137.
You can't say it's the energy of the environment either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand.
There was no excuses to lose this game.
I completely understand, man. It was terrible. Fourth quarter is coming close to an end, and easily the most notable and disappointing play of that entire quarter, possibly game. Credit to Leighton Vander Esch, because it was the play of the game for the Cowboys. It was the play of our demise for the Eagles, essentially. Was on 3rd and 2 when Doug Peterson conjures up a nice little wide receiver. Running back screen to Corey Clement. And Leighton Vander Esch tackles him for a 5-yard loss. It was 4th and 7. We couldn't convert to Zach Ertz. And it was basically bye-bye from there. We would get the ball back, but we wouldn't do anything with it. And we would, in turn, lose the game.
We even had a little chance at the very end of the game. But then, of course, the clock runs out. And we didn't even aim for the end zone. And there were some open spots in the end zone, too, if you look.
No, I understand, man. In turn, it was a bad loss, but I guess some of the bright spots from the game are Zach Ertz continues his record-setting season. He had 14 receptions, 145 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's incredible. He has 75 receptions, 789 yards, and 5 touchdowns on the season. I don't understand how people don't try to discuss him as possibly the best tight end in the league right now. Gronk has been consistently injured. All I'm saying is Zach Ertz has consistently put up. In NFL history, only 2 tight ends have caught 30 or more passes in back-to-back months. And guess who it was? Zach Ertz and Jason Witten.
Wow.
Yeah. How crazy is that? Hall of Famer. So, that's all I got to say about Zach Ertz. He had another game where he feasted. As previously mentioned, Aguilar had 5 receptions for 83 yards with that big bomb of 51. Jeffrey, as I predicted, had 4 receptions for 48 yards. Obviously, I didn't predict that, but I knew he was going to have a heavyweight battle with Byron Jones. So, what I take away from this game is that our offense is basically Zach Ertz or bust. We can't run the ball.
Yep.
We cannot run the ball at all. Josh Adams, the rookie, had 7 rushes for 47 yards. Don't get me wrong, that's a 6.7 yards per carry. That seems incredible, but he had a long run of 29 yards. So if you take that away, he did nothing, honestly. Like, we can't run the ball. And that was our big strength last year. We could just outrun people. And we can't do it this year. I don't understand. I guess Frank Reich really does make that big of a difference.
Yeah, I think that he does. That's what I was going to say. Like, what I take away from this game mainly is our coaching staff. They definitely have to figure it out. And on top of that, I think that the players need to get, you know, they need to reflect back to last season, everything that they did, rituals and everything. You know, whatever kept their spirits high, because right now we're playing with low energy.
We're not playing with any passion at all, man.
And moving even forward, next week we play the Saints in their home turf, and that's going to be probably the hardest game that we'll play all season long.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a tragedy. The O-line last year was incredible. The O-line this year is porous. I understand Lane Johnson was injured. It was a game-time decision. But Jason Peters, man, the future Hall of Famer that I know he will be, he is not playing like it right now. He is He's letting a Randy Gregory give him the 1-2. Like, oh my gosh. Vaitai obviously wasn't going to stand a chance against DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence is a beast. But that sucks because he's a Cowboy. But, you know, I can't lie. He's a beast. Real, recognized real. But overall, I mean, that's a game obviously we would love to have back. But I guess at this point, we're third in the division, like we said, and we just got to keep moving forward. It's a tough road ahead. I don't really know if we're going to be able to make the playoffs, man. What do you think?
No. I'm just going to predict it right now. It sucks, but we just lost to the Cowboys at home. That's the biggest letdown you could have.
Steve's hot takes. Eagles aren't going to make the playoffs. I wonder what you guys think. I kind of agree. It's kind of hard to keep faith in them at this point.
I think it could be the Redskins. I don't think it's going to be the Cowboys. And a wild card is not going to come out of the NFC. So I think it's just going to be the Redskins. They're going to get torched in the first round.
Yeah, I agree. That is honestly what Alex Smith tends to do. That is what he tends to do. I cannot lie. But they're on a roll right now. What are they, 6-3?
Something like that, man.
No, they're definitely 6-3, man. It's not looking good. We're 2 games behind. Luckily, we play them twice, and we do play the Cowboys one more time. But if we cannot get our act together, playoffs are just a distant dream.
Yeah.
It's bad. Well, thank you guys for joining me on my second episode of Ghoul to Go. I will be back to preview the New Orleans Saints game, which, by the way, we play in the Mercedes Superdome. We'll see how that one goes, but I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for joining me.